Finally, it looks as though Timothy Geithner is well on his way to becoming Treasury Secretary, late tax payments and all. If you haven't followed this, Mr. Obama's pick for Treasury Secretary is discovered to have paid less than his full share of tribute to Uncle Sam, dating back to a period when he was an employee of the International Monetary Fund. Because it's an international organization, the IMF doesn't withhold the taxes employees pay into the Social Security and Medicare funds, and instead leaves that up to the individual employee. Trouble is, Mr. Geithner chose not to settle up the entire amount he owed until he became aware he was under consideration for this key cabinet post. And then there was some question about the immigration status of a former housekeeper. Can I just tell you, once again, I am not hating. Figuring out self-employment taxes and finding and managing and taking care of the paperwork for household employees is indeed a pain, which is why I pay other people to help me with those chores, which is not cheap. Now, Geithner and his defenders say the mistakes were just that, mistakes, and not an attempt to evade the laws which are, after all, very complicated. Geithner's critics suspect he's getting the kid glove treatment. His nomination was just approved by the Senate Finance Committee and thus will now go to the full Senate because of Obama mania. But I have another explanation. I think it's because he's a man, a busy and important man. And because he's a man, the other busy and important men on the Senate Finance Committee quite agree that great men such as themselves have far more important things to think about than, throat clearing here, some stupid taxes, even if the job in question is in part enforcing tax law. Okay, so there are four women on the 23-member committee, but I think the point stands. Why do I say this? Well, it strikes me that the law is no more or less complicated than it was when Zoe Baird was disqualified from serving as Attorney General for President Clinton because she had hired an undocumented couple and then failed to pay Social Security taxes for them. And Linda Chavez got no love when, as a nominee for Labor Secretary under President George W. Bush, she was accused of harboring an illegal immigrant and also failing to pay taxes on her behalf. Never mind that that woman was a victim of severe domestic violence whom Chavez had taken in. Well, one nominee was a Democrat and the other was a Republican, and the circumstances certainly differ. But not once do I remember anybody cutting either of these women any slack because the law is so complicated. And just for grins, shall we? Let's try to imagine how well that would go over in the Senate or the mainstream media if a woman candidate for a high cabinet post did try to explain that she didn't take care of her business because it was too complicated. Now, I take the point that Geithner may also be getting a pass because the country is in an economic crisis, and even the Republicans say Obama needs to get his team in place to deal with it. But nobody seems to notice or care when regular women can't get to their regular jobs because they can't find decent and affordable child care. And if they are lucky enough to find someone their kids like and they trust, they have to pull their hair out keeping up with all the red tape. And as we have discussed, woe betide any woman, high profile or not, when problems arise due to household employees. I offer as evidence the reaction on these very NPR message boards to a recent story about a nanny who allegedly had defrauded several families by accepting some very decent money to take care of their kids, some of them with special needs, only to actually choose to dump them off at a seedy apartment for hours at a time where they were actually watched by another woman who was getting paid only a few dollars a day. The nanny's excuse? The families deserved it because they weren't paying her enough. And what did many of the listeners say? They agreed. Had to be the parents' fault. Not sure how, but it had to be. Sure, the law is complicated. So maybe when Tim Geithner gets into his next important job, maybe he'll think about how he can give a break to the millions of busy and not so visible working moms out there who have to follow these complicated rules too. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.